Right. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem, the last full daf here in the first parak. There's a long parak, arguably the longest parak in Shas, 40 blot, almost in Maseches Kiddushin, and we are on Lamed Tesema Beis. We will start six lines from the bottom. Rami Rav Tovi Bar Rav Kisna. But first, just one ha'ara. The end of the shir yesterday, we mentioned the story about the son going up to do Shiluach HaKan, Kibud Avaim, the two mitzvahs that have Arichas Yamim, and one of the Tanaim, Reb Yaakov, saw it happen, and that's what drove him to assume that Arichas Yamim and any schar in the Torah that is promised is in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh, because, right, we see Tzadik Baralo, and the Gemara says, if Acher would have understood it this way, so that he wouldn't have gone off. And the Gemara says, why? Because Acher either saw this, or he saw another tragedy, Chutzpis HaMeturgaman. Just to remember what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says about the Acher story, printed in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, on page 86, 87, 88, where he says, the problem with Acher, if you think about it, it's a major question. So if you read the Gemara, remember the Gemara in Chagiga, where Acher goes and asks 13 school children, what did you learn in school today? And every pasuk that the child tells him alludes to the fact that you can't do tshuva anymore. Acher's gone, and it's too far, and Hashem's not interested. And doesn't he take that as a, shouldn't he take that as a siman that he can't do tshuva? And then even he has a baskol. Shuvu b'adam shovavim chutz me'acher. Everybody can return except for Acher. Right? So what's he supposed to think? What would any person think? So explains Rav Aaron that really, there's something deeper going on here. And that is, he gets into the mitzvah of tochacha. The mitzvah of tochacha, which we usually translate as rebuke, hochech tochiach hasabizecha, is also related to the word hochacha, lahochiach, to prove. Rebuking is proving to the person that this is beneath them, and they have so much more potential to fulfill in their lives. That's tochacha and hochacha. And really, every Jew has that pitaliyin inside. It's just that the Yetzirah on top, like the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin and Perek Beis, overtakes them. But the real true Jew, deep down, wants to do good. We'll better get back to that a little bit later today as well. And that's why he says that often in the Gemara, when Amoraim talk about the mistakes that they have made, they say, Hahu Gavra. They talk about themselves in third person. Because it's not really themselves, it's not Ana. Ana, I, that's something that is personal and that's the good. That's used in positive stories. But Ahu Gavra is used in negative stories. It's only because of certain frustrating experiences that the Ahu Gavra is able to penetrate the spirit of the real person. So there is in every individual the Ana, who represents the real person, the person as he or she is able to be and would like to be. And the Tochach is about proving and showing the Ana element of every person and away from the Hahu Gavra element. Good. So then he says, that's the message by Acher. Chutz me Acher, yeah, Acher can't do tshuva, but Elisha ben Avuya can do tshuva. The Acher is the Hahu Gavra. Elisha ben Avuya, can he do tshuva? Had he not mistaken Elisha ben Avuya for Acher? Had he realized that he but needed to expel the stranger from himself? Then the real Elisha ben Avuya would have reemerged into true glory as a Baal Tshuva. That's whenever Acher comes up, it's good to remember that approach from Avaron Soloveitchik to the entire story and to the mitzvah of Tochacha in general. Okay, six lines up from the bottom. We continue in the Gemara. Rami Rav Tovi Bar Rav Kisna L'Rava Tanan. So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Kala Osa Mitzvah Achas B'Tivin Lo. Anyone who does a mitzvah is good for him. And we had a Machlokes, is it good for him in this world? Is it good for him in the next world? So, B'Tivin Lo. And Asa in lo asa lo. So a medayik, only if he actually does it. Kal ha ose. Someone who does a mitzvah, mitivin lo, but if he doesn't do a mitzvah, so then ain mitivin lo. Veraminhi yashav velo avar ave, velo avar avera. If somebody doesn't do a mitzvah, he just doesn't do an avera, nosin lo schar ka ose mitzvah. Then he gets the schar as if he actually did a mitzvah. So is that good enough? Right, there's our mishnah says that you have to actually do a mitzvah in order to get the schar. But the Brisa says that even if you don't do a mitzvah, you just don't do an avera, that itself is good enough. So which is it? So amalei, hasam, where do you get the schar as if you did the mitzvah? Kigon sheba dvar avera liyado v'nitzel heimena. Where you had a chance to do an avera and you didn't. It's not stama. Right now, we're all learning Torah, so we're getting the schar of not doing an avera. Where the situation of an avera came up, v'nitzol heimena, and then he was saved from it, and he overcame. That's where he gets the schar. Rashi says the third to last Rashi, hasam shabod dvar avera liyado, hahu yashav lo avar avera, dekaamar notal haschar, ba'avera shabod liyado, v'kafa yitzro, v'lo avar. Ein mitzvah yisera mizu. There is no greater mitzvah than overcoming my taiva for the Yetzirah, for doing the Avera. That itself is a great mitzvah. If I could overcome, right, and the Rashi says that the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah also writes this in Paragimel Halacha, Shar Gimel, Simen Tes, where he talks about, this is really, what the Gemara really means to say is that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim. It's not just not doing an Avera. Not doing an Avera because I'm scared or in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And that's why you get the schar for doing the mitzvahs. Not every mitzvah is about doing something. Sometimes I fulfill a mitzvah by not doing something, like the mitzvah of Shabbos and on Shabbos as well. That's what Rabbeinu Yoda says, Godim nizdami dvar avera liyad ish v'hisava taiva lidvar erva v'kavash yitzro kizeh me'ikare yiras Hashem yisbarach. Schara alzek hizorea litztaka v'tarech b'mitzvah. Right, that's the schar that you get because you were kovesh yitzro b'yiras Elohim. And then he continues and gets into general mitzvahs. But that's what the Gemara says here, not doing an Avera. The Ramban also, the Ramban, we know, counts the Shei Sechiros as mitzvahs. Included in that is, Kiseitse, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What is that mitzvah? Not to speak Lashon Hara. What's that? Every time somebody is involved in something else and not speaking Lashon Hara, they get the mitzvah saseh of not speaking Lashon Hara? No. Probably it means that when the chance for Lashon Hara comes up, and I control myself, and I don't say it, or I don't accept it. So then, that's the mitzvah zaseh of Zachar, Eis Asher Asah, Hashem Alkecha LeMiriam. So to here, right, when the chance to do an Aver comes up, and I'm saved, so that's where it is, it works, and it's char as if I did it. Ki hada Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, like the following story, Tavati Ahima Chunisa, there was a certain woman who was trying to be Mizana with Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, trying to seduce him. Amar Milsa, he said something, Rashi and Chulin says, he says, Shem Hashem, Umali Nafshi Shichna V'kipa, and all of a sudden his body was filled with boils and scabs. Hopefully that she would go away from him. But she was playing hardball. Of the he, Milsavitze. No, she also did some kind of incantation, some magic, and he was healed. See? I healed you. You're back. Arak Tasha Bahu Bebani. So he ran into and hid in a bathhouse. Tchiavi Island Betrain, Afilu Biyamama, where even if people went in, two people at a time, even during the day, the demons damaged them. Havi Mitzaki. Remember, we had this back earlier. Daf Chavtes Lamed, we had the story of not telling the rabbi who came into town. So he went in there, even though it was very dangerous. Lamachar Amrili Rabbanan Ma Natrach. The next day, the rabbi said, wow, how do you survive? How are you? Who protected you? Amalu, he says to them, Nosei Kesar Shemruni Kalalaila. The guards of the Caesar watch me the entire night. Who is that? The Ben Yoyada says he was really saying it, B'derech Hanava. That we know, there are two malachim that accompany each of us throughout the day. The Shulchan Aruch says that in the olden days we used to even say, talk to them. On the way into the bathroom we used to say a special latfila, you know, and a prayer to them, you know, wait here while I have to go involve myself in physical activities, I'll be back. But that's what he says, Nasu, Nose Kesar, the malachim that usually are with me, they were the ones that stayed. Right? Larova Navashalo La Ratza Lomar Adavar Azeba Ferish. Ela Beremes Shekido Sam Shnei Nose Kesar. Vakavarasa Ola Yafet Abakhacham Nikra Melech Vecholus. That's what he says. Continuing. So Amrule, they said, wow, you were so protected. Shemedvar Erva Baliatcha Vidisalta Himena. Maybe there was a situation of erva that you were saved from. Titanina, because that would explain your protection. Kalabadvar of erva liyado benitzali menu, osin lo nes. Right, a nes would be, given to you if you were saved from the dvar erva, if you control yourself. So maybe that's what happened here. What's the mida kenegan mida? Because you control yourself in the area of taiva, so you're zocha to an ace. So again, the Ben Yoyada, who plays a big role on today's daf, the Ben Yoyada says it's mida kenegan mida. Nace means going against nature. So a person overcoming his taiva is also going against nature. We're born with certain taivas, with certain yetzaharis, right, what we learned earlier in this perek, yetzar lev adam ra minu urav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kora ra, We're born with that. So overcoming that is breaking teva. And that's why he was zoche to have an ace done for him. That's mida kenegen mida. Hu kafa tiva v'shina teva hataiva hatfua ba'adam v'laka yasa lo gam nes shu shinu yateva ki kodavar shinu yateva nikra nes. Right, that's also we mentioned in the past the pshat of the Medrash that says hayam ra v'ayanos, what we say in Hallel, the yam saw and ran away. What does it mean? What did the yam see? So the Medrash says ra ronosh Yosef. The yam saw Yosef's coffin and his bones, and the yam split. Right? What does one have to do with the other? So again, also, Yosef was the ultimate Kovesh S Yetzahara Shalom, and therefore he did an ace, so therefore we was zocha to the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. Good. Says the Gemara, Gibori Koach, Osei Dvaro, Lishwa B'kol Dvaro. That pasuk is used in the Medrash to allude to the people who keep Shemitah. But here's a different drasha given in our Gemara. Kigon, Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav. Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav, they're also giborim, gibori koach. Similar story to what we just had. Rabbi Tzadok tavati ahim et shunisa. There was a certain woman who was trying to seduce Rabbi Tzadok. Amar la, chalash lili bayu, v'la matzini. He says, I'm too weak, I'm too tired. Sorry, trying to get her to go away. Ika midi lamechal. And he said, do you have anything to eat? Maybe he was trying to buy time and to delay. Amrele, she says, yeah, sure, ika davertame. I have some chazer. I have some treif items. Amar la, my nafkamina, why? Why did that happen? That the only thing here to eat is something so not kosher. It must be a simen to me. Da'avid ha, achal ha. If anybody gets involved in this act, they're like a piece of pig. Achal ha, and therefore he took it as a simen that he needs to do something extreme. Shagris tanura, so what'd she do? She lit the fire of the oven. Kamar chale, so she put the meat into the fire. Salak v'yasa begave, Rabbi Tzadok jumped into the fire with the meat into the oven. Amar le mai hai, she said, what are you doing? Amar la, da'avid ha, nafa baha. He said, look, I took it as a simon. Whoever does this act with you will fall into the fire of Gehenim. Amr Leishi said, Yadi kule hai lo tzartich. Whoa. I saw you're a holy man. If I would have known that you would have gone to such extremes to do this, I would not have been mitzar you. I wouldn't have tried. There are two stories here that are very similar. One from Rabbi Tzadok and one from Rav Kahana. First, let's talk about a little of the drush elements, and then we'll get into some of the halacha. The Ben Yoyada again here asks, what was he asking for something to eat for? What was the kavana? Nire kavanaso. Betchile, it was just to lahavir asman, just to delay. Ashi akshovis bonin, until he think of a way to get out of it. But then he realized the fact that the, food that was given was a devar tameh. He said, it must be that I have to take extreme behavior to conquer my fire of taiva, and therefore he went into the fire of the oven. Kibeshes yitzro nasa lo neishem et shol nichva beisha kashmi v'lo sholat pa v'nichva chumo kenegdo v'chulu. And then he went into the fire in order to control the fire of his passion that he was involved in. If you look in the Gaon Yaakov is one of the commentaries here in the Ein Yaakov. Okay, there are all of the Midachronim. The Ein Yaakov is the Shvus Yaakov. The Gaon Yaakov is another one of the Achronim. So anyway, so he says here, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakas es Yisrael. What does that mean? Really, there are certain activities that we would do anyway, or we wouldn't do anyway. Hashem made them into mitzvahs. Why? Because every time we do a mitzvah, we are spiritually bolstered. We are strengthened by the mitzvah that we do. It's like working out. If you work out with certain muscles, then you get stronger. So if I work out with my spiritual muscles, if there was no mitzvah, says the Gaon Yaakov, if there was no aveira to eat shkatzim, so I just wouldn't eat creepy crawlies, it wouldn't affect me. But now that it's a mitzvah, when I don't do that, so it's going to be stronger in terms of making me stronger because it is a mitzvah. That's what it means. Lafiga chaber la Torah, mitzvahs kagon, parsha shkatzim, ubaze yizchazku, nafsha bekedusha, hagam ki mitivam lim osbahem. Fine. With that background, he says, Rabbi Tzadok says, Maybe he was worried that he's not going to have enough strength to be able to overcome his taiva. So what did he do? Tziva bachish yimar lahavi lo tekef umiyad dvar tamei asher miteva ha'adam limosbo. What he knew there was going to be something tamei, possibly. But he wanted to be able to overcome the, not eat it, right, to fulfill that mitzvah of not eating the shkatzim in order to strengthen himself. He needed to do a mitzvah. He needed to do something to give himself spiritual muscles in order to then have the power to be able to overcome the passion of the Arayas. Take Kedusha, as he was able to jump into the flames. So that's what he was asking. He was trying to do another mitzvah in order to strengthen himself and be able to overcome. So let's do the other story, and then we will talk about the halacha ramifications. First wide line. Rav Kahana avikamaz v'dikule. Rav Kahana was selling baskets. Right, that's what got him into trouble. He was selling baskets that usually women were around. Right, Rashi on the fourth line. Salim shenashim nos nos im sham pilchehen. Women put their items that they used to weave with. Tavati ehu metrinisa. So a woman comes and is involved and tries to seduce him. Oh my law, Ezel Ikshu Nafshoi. Okay, one second, let me just go put on something nice. Let me go put on some makeup, he says. Salik v'kanafa miigra la'ara. He goes up to the roof and he jumps off. Jumps off the roof, tries to commit suicide in order to not be involved. Asa Elio Kible. Elio Navi swooped in and catches him as he's falling. Amar Leah, Trach the Narbe Leos Parsi. Elio says, you maybe come from 400 parsos away. I was busy. I was in the middle of something else. I had to come. Migarmli, Amarlay, Migarmli, Lavan Yusa. Well, what do you think caused me these problems? I have no money. And therefore I have to make a living in this way, and that's what caused me the problems. Yov Le Shifa de Dinri. So he gave him some gold coin, a gold kli. Elio Navi saves the day and protects him in that way. The Ben Yoyado says, where did he get this from? Mehechan Havi Elio Zakhar Latov Dinar Ma'ela. Said it must be he brought him in a hefker. Well, he brought him in a hefker. Devadai. And Elio Navi has X-ray vision in the ground. Devada yimsa kezav ezav temunim ba'aretz mikama me'oshanim sheim otros shel hefker she'en lehem atabaylim v'zach alam in a hefker v'yashri ha'ish ha'mis asher al yidei Elio zachur latov yiratzon z'chuso yagen aleinu amen ken yiratzon. Okay? Says, Baruch Hashem, halavai, that somebody who gets parnasa from Elio Anavi. That's where he gets money from. The big shayla that is asked by the poskim, by the Rishonim already, the Ritva here deals with it, the Rabbah, the Balamar and the Rabban in Sanhedrin, and that is Gili Arayas. Does one have to commit suicide in order to prevent Gili Arayas? We know it's one of the big three. So we have to allow ourselves to be killed instead of doing it. Right? Yehareg va'al yavar. But does that mean Yehareg atzmecha? Does that mean we have to commit suicide in order to do it? What if a guy puts the gun in somebody's hand and puts his hand on the trigger and together, you know, pushes his finger back? And so does he have to instead pull the gun on himself? Is that a chiv to commit suicide in order not to do one of the averis? So that is a serious shaila. Sounds like from this Gemara, yes. Unless you say that they were volunteering and they were going lefnim yishuras hadin. So now that gets us into the major machlokas rishonim, machlokas Rambam and the Ran. Is one allowed to volunteer something other than the big three, or even within the big three that it's not a case of mesiras nefesh? You're allowed to volunteer in certain cases, lefnim yishuras hadin. The Ran says yes. The Ran says it's not hedged. Yeah. You can volunteer if it's certain cases, whether it's, the door needs it. He said that about Elisha Bal Kanafayim, right? He was being most nefesh for tefillin. Yarevo Yabo, tefillin is not one of the big three. No, you're allowed to volunteer. Right? That's the case in Masechah Shabbos in two places. Right? And others, that's the Ran. But the Rambam says, Beferish, no way. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. No, there are very limited cases that you have to give your life. And if you don't have to give your life, you're not allowed to give your life. And if you give your life, you're Meschayev Benasho. Right, you're Chayim Misa, even though he tries to be Moser Nefesh in that regard. So the Rambam would have a difficult time interpreting these Gemaras of Elisha Bal Kanafayim or this Gemara. You know, how is it that one would be able to volunteer. Unless the Rambam would say this isn't volunteering. This was a case of Bafar Hesya, Shasa Shmad, whatever it is, that it would be Yarva Yavar. But then you have to say the Eder Chiddush. Okay, so if it's Yarva Yavar, do you have to commit suicide for it? That's an Eder Chiddush. Even if it's Meikra did, it seems to be going beyond. So this is a big discussion in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch and Kufnun Zayin. I'll just read you what's here. The Rishonim mainly discuss this in Sanhedrin, Yuzayin Mabez and the Dafi Arif, but the Ritva here notes this also. The Ritva says, maybe it's different because, interesting, sometimes this is better, sometimes this is worse. It's a Goy Befarhesya. Is a Jew or non-Jew, which is better in terms of defining it as Gili Arayas? So there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, we discussed this back in the beginning of Ksubis, that Bias Akum is, in private, is not called Gili Arayas. What about in public? So is that Gili Arayas? That's Kanon Pogenbo. So what does that mean? Rabbeinu Tam says it's not defined as Gili Arayas. Machlokas we've shown him. But the Ritva here says, Ori Omer Morina Ro, Tahani Rabbanan, Damasri Napshaya Luktala, Mishum Bias Goya Bifarhesya, Have Maisa. Lefiha Have Bechal Gili Arayas, Sheye Hareg Val Yavar, Vafilu Hanas Atzman, Viafilu Shlobashas Ashmad. That's what he says. But he doesn't emphasize that it's the Eder Chiddush of not just not doing it, but killing oneself for it. Right? That's the Eder Chiddush of this Gemara. But again, it's a jam-packed discussion here in the Rishonim and in other places as well. Okay, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Fourth white line, two dots. Rami le Rava le Rav Nachman. Tznan, back to the discussions of our Mishnah. Tznan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Peah, we say it every morning. Tznan, elu dvarim shein lehem, elu dvarim shadam osa osan, v'ochal peresein balam azev, v'aker kemes olam haba. The following mitzvos, a person reaps the benefits in olam azev, and the principle stays in olam haba. Elu hein, kibud av ha'em, gemilas chasadim, avar shel avraham adam l'chavero. But each one of these we could spend many hours on. Here, Gemilas Chasadim includes Hakmanach Zazarchim, even though it was mentioned earlier separately. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. By all of these, the principle stays, and the peros, the benefit of the peros are reaped in Olam Haba. Kibud Aveim, if you remember, we discussed in the past, it's a very unique mitzvah in terms of it could be looked at as the transitionary dibur. It is Dibur number 5, which we know, many Rishonim have the Chilaka Ben Adam HaMakom, Ben Adam HaChavero, first 5 and last 5, Kibud Av Em is the unusual one, because 6 through 10 are clearly Ben Adam HaChavero, 1 through 4, Ben Adam HaMakom, 5, Kibud Av Em is what? It's on the side of Ben Adam HaMakom, but it definitely has elements of Ben Adam HaChavero. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses that it has both. It has both elements. It has, on the one hand, B'nadam HaChaveiro, obviously, Akaras HaTov to one's parents, but Akaras HaTov to parents is supposed to lead to Akaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody is kofer in the parents' relationships, then they'll be kofer in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu relationship. Remember, we had earlier in the Kibud Av Em Sugyas, the parallels between Kibud Av Em, between parents and Hashem, the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis. You remember we compared Kibud and Mora and Makalel, parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was on Lamed Amid Beis, the beginning of the Kibud Av Em Sugyas. Rav Dessler, though, writes an amazing Ha'ara, and that is a little deeper and tighter connection between the Beit Adam HaMakom and Beit Adam HaChavero elements of Kibud Av Em. And that is, he asks, why does Hashem have to create parents? Why didn't Hashem just create everybody like Adam and Chava? Everybody will come from the ground. What do you have to create parents for? Explains Rav Dessler, because Hashem wanted to give us an inkling into what is it like to have a relationship where there's an ultimate meitiv. Who meitiv hu yeitiv lanu. If we didn't have parents, then it would be very hard for us to understand that Hashem created us and gives us everything that we need. How do we understand that? How can we fathom that? If one has parents, so the parents also act like that to the children. And once the children understand that regarding the parents, they can now understand it legabe regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the deeper connection between the two. Rav Dessler says parents help us understand what it's like, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us as well. So again, that's Rav Dessler in the fifth volume of the Mechta Meliyahu. Okay, let's continue. So now the Gemara brings psukim to back up this Mishnah. How do we know that it's olam hazeh, olam haba, by all of these? So we have a double lashon in the psukim by each of these. B'kibet ava eim ksiv l'man yarichun yamechal l'man yitav lach. B'kibilas chasadim ksiv rodeif tztaka v'chesed yimtza chayim tztaka v'kavod. Right, extra Lashonos. V'obava shalom ksiv, bringing peace amongst people. Maybe this is one of the more challenging ones, because nobody really wants to get involved in other people's issues. But hava shalom, we have to try to act like Aaron HaKohen, to bring peace amongst people. Ksiv bakesh shalom v'ratfehu, run after peace, seek after peace and run after it. V'omer b'yavo, asya radifa radifa, and we compare hava shalom to the previous pasuk. T'kimilas chesed, ksiv hacha bakesh shalom v'ratfehu, lashon of rodef, ksiv asam, rodef, stakav ha-chesed. So gzeir shava. B'tal b'tara ksiv, kihu chayecha, v'yorech yamecha. Again, a double lashon of chayim and arichas yamim, that tells me it's both. B'shiluach hakan nami ksiv. What about shiluach hakan? It also says the man yitav lach arachta yamim. List ninami ha. So why isn't this on the list that it's helped, it's good in this world and in the next world? Tana b'shir. You're right, it should be on the list. It was left out. It was left out. Says the Gemara. Tani tana elu dvar mi'at amri tana b'shir. The Mishnah says these items, which sound very specific. And you're telling me there was one that was left out? Amar Rava, Rav Idi Asbrali. Rav Idi explained it to me why it's not on the list. These items on the list have something else in common. Imru let tzadik ki tov ki pri ma'alaleim yochelu. Say to a tzadik that he is good. He eats the fruit of his actions. What do you mean tzadik, a good tzadik? V'chiyesh tzadik tov, v'yesh tzadik she'eino tov. Is there a good tzadik and not a good tzadik? Ella tov l'shamayim v'l'brios. If there is a tzaddik that does good things to Hashem and to brios, so zeh tzaddik tov. That is both. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'brios, zeh tzaddik she'eino tov. But if he's tov l'shamayim and ra l'brios, that is a tzaddik that is eino tov. Stop there for a moment. Ask the achronim. What do you mean? If he's bad to people, then he's bad in the eyes of Hashem too. Kol she'ein ruach ha'brios nochei menu, ein ruach ha'makam nochei menu. So what does that mean? Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'brios is tzaddik she'eino tov. That should be nothing. So the achronim, the Nesiv, the Ben Yoyada, I'll read it from, the Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't mean that he's against people, and he's bad to people. It just means that he's not Damlekav Schus. He does good things for people. He has to, or else Hashem would hate him. Bechlal, as we know, he quotes the Medrash, that the Meshechachma quotes in Beshalach, that Choma and Chema, Hashem gets very angry at us when on a national level we have problems, and that's Sinas Chinam. So he says, "Umash Gods of Rala Brios in Kavana Shachotei Bedvarim Shem Adam Lachaveru Shu Mazeg LaBrios or Chomei So Oshik VeChayotzei Ala Kavana Shu Malami Kategoria Ala Brios Veinu Malami Schus." Right, he got mad at Moshe for doing that. He got mad at Eliyahu HaNavi for doing that. Right, so Hashem wants us to be malamid tzchus on each other. And that's what it means. This person was not malamid tzchus on Chal Yisrael. That was his problem. That's what it means that he is ra labrios. Let's just continue the line though. Kayotze badavar. Ata omer, oy la rasha ra ki gemul yadav ye aselo. Again, a bad rasha, v'chiyesh rasha ra v'yesh she'eno ra, ela ra la shvay v'ra la brios hu rasha ra. That's a total rasha. Ra la shvay v'eno ra la brios. He doesn't do mitzvot, but once in a while he does something nice for people. Zeh rasha she'eno ra. So there are different levels as well. So what's the point of bringing this? That everything on the list are examples of both. Tov l'shamayim and tov l'brios. Shiluach HaKan is only Tov LaShemayim and not Tov LaBrios, and that's why Shiluach HaKan is not on the list, right? That is the point of the Gemara. 2 points. Number one, and that is, what is an example of Ra LaShemayim Ve'eno Ra LaBrios? Or both? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ra LaShemayim and LaBrios is murder and stealing. Because that's going against people and going against Hashem. What's an example of Ra LaShemayim and not Ra LaBrios? Look what Rashi quotes. Megala arayos. Umevaze moadim ochel chelev. Okay, the last two are fine. Chelev and moadim. Megala arayos, Rashi says, is not ra labrios. Would that even include eshes ish? That's pretty ra labrios, right? Unclear. Let's see, this means krovim. Right, that's not ra labrios getting involved in that. Either way, that's Rashi's take of arayos, maybe certain arayos. What about everything else on the list? So everything else is both. So we mentioned keep it of aim, chesed, you're acting like Hashem also. What about Talmud Torah? How is Talmud Torah Tov LaShamayim? and not just, I'm sorry, Tov L'Shrayim it is. How is it also Tov L'Abrios? So two ideas. The Shita L'Nod L'Omi here says, the Rambam also writes it in the Pirshei Mishnayos, because if I learn a lot of Torah and I teach and share that Torah, that's where it would be Tov L'Abrios also. The Talmud Torah La'agmure, number one. Or not just teaching, but answering questions. Afil l'migmar havitov l'abrios l'visha shol l'noso b'nei adam alisa v'heter umara lema rose avishita kovia yeshiva l'umot. Even if you're not a teacher, but you can answer questions. But you involve other people with your learning. That's the shita l'nod l'mi. If you look in Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Mamarim, Rabbi Chanan quotes on a deeper level. He quotes from Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, that we know every time every Jew is learning Torah, they're being ma'amid the world. The world is keeping on going because somebody's learning Torah. So there's no greater chesed than that. Then obviously it doesn't mean that we don't have to do regular chesed. Obviously we have to. But on a deeper level, learning Torah is being mekayim the olam, and therefore that is an unbelievable tov labrios also. V'ilu, he quotes from Chaim Ivelazhin from the Nefesh HaChaim. This is in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, page Mem Dalin. Kemochein, ki ma'briya b'chol rega toli b'tal b'tara. V'ilu haya nifzak rega echad limun ha'tara b'chol ha'olam chas v'shalom tekev tisbatel kol ha'metzias. V'nimsa, shkol ha'lo me'tara yesh lo chelek v'kiyim kol ha'briya kula v'ein lecha tov u'metiv labrios yoser mizeh. Amazing. The story recently that the father of the Avnei Nezer, right, somebody has the Kutzker. The Avnei Nezer was one of the star Talmidim of the Kutzker. And somebody was asked the Kutzker, why was the father of the Avnei Nezer, Zochet to the Avnei Nezer, and his son, the Shemi Shmuel? So he said, because every Purim, he used to eat a very fast Su'uda, and then learn for a couple hours in Sakhachev. He learned because he knew nobody else in Sakhachev was learning. And maybe the whole Europe, the whole Poland at that time, they were involved in the Purim Su'uda. So he dafka, and there was one moment in time that he was the only one learning. The only one. He was being mom of the world. The world kept going because of him. So because of that schus, he was zochet to a son like the Avnei Nezer and a grandson like the Shemi Shmuel. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Hazachus. Yesh la karen, yesh la peros. So the sechus of these mitzvos have karen, have principle, and peros. Shenemar imru tzadikito v'gomer, and it said ki pri malaleim. Avera yesh la karen vein la peros. Averos have principle, but they don't have peros. Shenemar oila rasha rav v'gomer. Velamani mekayim vayochlu mi pri darkam umimoatzo sehem yisvau. It seems like averos also have fruit. Averos also peros yesh la peros. Some averos have peros. The ain la peros. What kind of avera has fruit? So Rashi quotes very sharp. Kigon chilul Hashem shaadam chashuv over avera v'achir lemedim imenu lasos kain. If people learn from my avera to also sin, that's an avera shosa peros. I didn't just do it, but I caused other people to do it. If some people copy what I do. So that's terrible. That's an avera shows up eros. Fighter. Machshava tova b'tzar v'lamaisa. Now we're getting back to what we had earlier, yesterday's daf. A machshava tova Hashem is b'tzar v'lamaisa. Shneemar oz nidru yirei Hashem isha yireiu. V'yakshav Hashem ha'yishma v'yikasei v'seizer as yikarol l'fanav. L'yirei Hashem, last two words are was important. U'lechosh v'shmo. Those who think about his name. My ulechosh v'shmo. Amar of Asi afilu chashav adam lasos mitzvah v'ne'nas. V'lo asa'a ma'ale ala lakasa kilu asa'a. Hashem considers it as if you did it. As if you did it. That's what it comes to. Machshava tova, machshava lemitzvah. That's the Daraisa, one of our favorite things to quote in the Klal Yud Gimel, suggests maybe it's not by all mitzvos, maybe only by mitzvos ben adam lamakom. By mitzvos ben adam lachavera, it's hard to say that I'll give you credit as if you did it. If I wanted to be mevaker chola and I never got there, I didn't make the person feel better, so it could be that Hashem's not going to blame me for it, but it's hard to say that I got the credit for that. If it's a result-oriented mitzvah, that's why you have to sell the shirt off your back for the mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa. That's an Avnei Nezer. Why? Because if I wasn't mefarsing the Nes, I'm too poor, so then I'm not going to get credit. So you have to try to get the credit here. So that's why you have to sell the shirt off your back for those mitzvahs. Good. So that's the machshava lemitzvah. Machshava ra'a ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref lemaisa. But machshava ra'a Hashem is not mitzaref lemaisa shenemar oven imra'isi b'libi lo yishma Hashem. Ve'lamani mekayim hinei mevi alam hazeh ra'a pri machshav osam. Aye, you see machshava even by ra'a. So two answers. Number one, machshava she'oseh pri. doesn't mean plain machshava. It means a machshava that bears fruit, that you actually did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzayv l'maisa. Machshava she'en b'priyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzayv l'maisa. But a machshava that was stated as a machshava, but you never acted upon it, so then it would not be mitzurif l'maisa. Ve'elah hadar sev l'man tfos es beis Yisrael b'li bam. Hashem will punish us for what's in our heart. Amar avacha bar Yaakov ahu b'avodas kochavim u'dechsev. Avodah Zarah is different. Machshavas Avodah Zarah, dechsta Amar Mar, Chamur Avodah Zkochavim, Shekala Kofar Ba, Kemode B'chala Torah Kula. Avodah Zarah is connected to Chala Torah Kula, as we know. If somebody is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, he's a Mumar L'Chala Torah Kula. Right, so Avodah Zarah is different. It's one of the mitzvahs t'midios that we have to have every second of our life. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is all answer number one, though. What does it mean, the pasuk of pre-machshavosam by an Avera? Number one. Number two, Ula Amar Kid Rav Huna. Maybe it should be understood like Rav Huna says. Damar Rav Huna Kivar Sha'avar Adam Avera Vishana Ba Hutralo. Somebody does an Avera and repeats it, it becomes Mutter. Hutralo Sakadaitach. Really? That's an amazing Havamina. What's the Havamina? Rav Dessler writes, Mithlam Eliyahu and Chelek Hei, maybe the Havamina is that once a person is so used to doing an Aveira, maybe they don't even have a Chira Chavshas to do the Aveira anymore. So maybe I would think that, oh, they're not going to be responsible. The answer is, of course they're responsible, because they put themselves into that situation. Ela na'asis lo keheter. Right? It's become mutter to them, and that's what it means. The machshava, you're going to be paid, you're going to be punished for even the machshava. Why? Because, Rashi explains here, once I did the Aveira once, and now I'm about to do it again, and I think it's mutter, Rashi says, so then I'm, even if I don't end up doing it, I'm going to get the punishment for that, because clearly I want to do the Avera. I've already done it. It's mutter. I don't think it's wrong, unless I didn't do it because of tshuva. But if it wasn't because of tshuva, it was not because I didn't get the chance to do it, Rashi says, ki hadar mahara lasos misarefes l'maisa afil lo avinlei, ein chazarasa l'shem shemayim, el shlo hutzrachla, I couldn't do it. And therefore, that's what it means, that you can be punished for the pre-machshav osam, either Avodah Zarah, or this pshat of Nas is lo keheter. Period. The Chashukei Chabad here, the one of the day, again, there are many, you could just spend hours on this daf, but just one of the day, he talks about it, the Machshava Tova, Mitzar for the Maisa. He has the following Shaila. Rofei, Rachman al-Etzlan. There was a doctor that was walking on Shabbos, and all of a sudden, he sees a terrorist attack. He sees a stabbing. And he obviously starts to run over, but, and he's calling the cops as he's running over. Is he allowed to take a picture of the terrorist? Because the terrorist might get away, and then this terrorist might go and stab other people. But really, he's called the cops. So to see, is that a tzorech pikuach nefesh right now taking a picture? So Rav Zilberstein says, 100%. Kasher hu roach ha-mechabel matchil levroach, ha-im b'mikra kazeh mutlo l'tzalmu ma-pelephone, k'dei shal ha-mishtara t'yeh t'munasa, o sh'ma'ein zeh ma'amash b'kuach nefesh. He says, b'chabel sh'dakar pa'machas, em yivrach b'vada sh'yavol litkar pa'pshniya, v'atzilim yachom ba'ola, azar lo shil tonos l'tavso, v'im kein zeh har b'yoser, me'asher salvi b'kuach nefesh. U'kmo sh'mitzvah rabba, l'kol mi sh'roa oso, l'harog oso, af sh'gam ha-riga b'shabbos, u'malach ha-raisa. You see him going into, involved in stabbing, to kill him. So then, so to here. Again, now it's a shiloh. What if he's already neutralized? Right, that's a case where he's not neutralized. He's running away. What if he's already neutralized? That's the big discussion in the world today. But anyway, so says the, Chashuki Chemed, even if he didn't, even if he, gamim lotak or Yehudi, but you know he has a knife and he's going to, chashav lidkar. But by a guy, it's the opposite, as we're going to see soon. Because there's a Nekudas HaKadusha that was built into a Jew. He says, for sure, if there's any type of Havamina of a danger, you know, one has to act in self-defense and act in that way. Okay, we're not going to get to more of the details relating to that case right now. Says the Gemara, first wide line. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Chanina Noach Lola Adam Shiavar Avir Beseiser Vayichal Shem Shemay Beferhesya. Better for a person to violate an Avir in private than to be Mechal Shem Shemayim in public. Shneemar, and you always have to balance the Makna here. We don't have time to read it. The Makna here goes into every time a person does an Avera, public and private, there's something better about public, something better about private. If I do it in private, it means I'm scared of people, but not of Hashem. So that makes it worse. But in public, there's a greater Chil Hashem element. So there's a balance of public and private, says the Makra, by every Aveira and by every mitzvah. He says, by a mitzvah, if I do a mitzvah in public, that's going to inspire people. But maybe I'm going to become a Baal Gaiva based on that. So it's better to do a mitzvah in private, just me and Hashem. So every mitzvah and every Aveira has this, have this element, says the Makra. So anyway, the Gemara here says, better to do an Aveira in private. Shenem Rav Yatem, Beis Yisrael, Komar Hashem, Ish Gilulav, Lechu Avodu, V'yachar, Emeinachem Shomim Elai, V'shem Kachi, Lo Sechalalu. Good. Amar Bilai Hazaken, Imro Adam Shiyitzro, Mizgaber Alav. Somebody sees that their Yitzhar is getting, overcoming them. Yelach Lamakam Shimakim Rinoso. Go to a place where nobody knows you. V'yobashchorim, wear black. V'skasa shchorim. V'yasekaboshalibo chafet. So then you can do what you want. V'yachal Shem Shemayim Befarhesya. Don't be Mechal Shem Shemayim. Pashas, this doesn't mean do what you want, you have the heter. It just means, then you can, it's just a way of speaking. Then you can do what you need to do. But try to do it in a different place. Why? Rashi has two days. A, because nobody will know you, won't be a Chal Hashem. Or maybe if you're in a place where you're a stranger and you're wearing black, maybe that itself will be machnia yourself. You'll look at yourself as lower and you'll be able to overcome your passion in that way. And Tosfos quotes Rabbi Hananel, as I just said, Chas v'shalom shehuter lo laver aveira. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. It means hopefully you won't do it. But if you need to do it, you know, just do it in this way. Eini, back to the Gemara. Is this really true? In private is better. Vatanya, koshlo chasak kono roi lo shlo bala olam. Anybody doesn't have compassion on, so to speak, the covenant of Hashem, better that he wasn't created. Mahi, what is that referring to? Rab omer zamastaka bakeshes. Somebody who stares too long at a rainbow, right, discussed elsewhere. A rainbow is a simon of Hashem is mad at us. We make a brach on a rainbow, but we shouldn't be focusing on it too much. Rav Yosef omer zel over aveira beseser. Somebody does an aveira in private. So that's not chas on a covenant of Hashem. So which is worse? Lokasha, hadamatsi kaif li yitzre, hadamatsi kaif li yitzre. If you're able to control yourself, then you should control yourself and not even do it in private. And if you end up doing it in private, then it's terrible. If you can't control yourself, then it's better to do it in private than to do it in public. Good. Tanan Hasam, in Makif in Mechil Hashem, we don't give credit when it comes to Chil Hashem. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Echad Shogid v'Echad Mezid. Right, Shogid or Ptosid discusses whether it's really a Mishnah, but either way, it's related to the Mishnah if it's not literally. So whether it's Shogig or Mezid, Mayim Makifin, what does that mean? Amar Marzutra She'ein Osim Kechen Vani. We don't say, it's like a storekeeper, meaning you pay me later. Chil Hashem, Hashem gets mad right away. Marbrei Dravana Amar Lomar Shem Haisa Shkula Machra'as. What does it mean, Makifin? It means, like we had earlier, if you have equal mitzvahs and aveiros, but one of the aveiros, Chil Hashem, that could tilt the scales. Tana Rabbanan, again, there's a lot here, but we need to continue. Tana Rabbanan, lo'olam yira adam atzvo, ki l'chetzia chayiv, v'chetzia zakai. A person should look at their lives as if they're exactly equal, and the next mitzvah is going to bring them life. Asa mitzvah achas ashrav, she'echriyas atzvo l'kav z'chus, aver avera achas oilo, she'echriyas atzvo l'kav chova. We have to look at ourselves always hanging in the balance, not to live our lives as being scared, but somewhat, maybe, but also in a positive way. I could bring redemption to my life in the very next minute. Shneemar v'chotei echad ya'abed tova harbe. B'shulchet yechidi shechata oved mimenu tovas harbe. That's on the one level. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Omer, he goes one step further. Lefisha ha'olam nidon acharubo, since the world is judged based on the majority of people. V'ayachan nidon acharubo, and each person is judged after the majority of his actions. Asa mitzvah achas ashrav shechriyas atzvo v'eskol ha'olam l'kav z'chus. Not only do you tilt yourself, you could tilt the world. Amazing. Avra v'era achas oilo shechriyas atzvo v'eskol ha'olam l'kav chova. Every little action has unbelievable ramifications. We don't just realize it. Shenemar v'choti echad v'chulu b'shulchet yechidi she'asa zeh avan mimenu mikal ha'olam tova harbe. The Chofetz Chaim writes in one place, if we would realize what an Asher Yatzar with Kavana accomplishes to bring down Refuah and Yeshua in the world, we would say it with Kavana. If we only knew. If we only realized how much it accomplishes. We just don't, so we just say it quickly. But if we would realize, so that's this Gemara, if we would realize the significance of our actions. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzadik Gamor Kol Yamav, Umarad Ba'achrona V'Ibed Etzer Rishonos. You can be a tzadik one's whole life. If the last day of his life he rebels, he can lose it. It won't save him. The Afila Rasha Gomer in the opposite, Kol Yom Bavir, if somebody's a Rasha. Rav Loza Ben Derdaya, as we've discussed. Vasa Tshuva Bachrona, Ein Maskirin Lo Shuv Risho. That's Tshuva. Shneema Vrisha Zach Rasha Lo Yikasho Ba, Bayom Shuvo Mi Risho. The day he does Tshuva. Venevi Gebechla Avodas Vechla Schuyos. Why if somebody rebels on the last day of his life, does he lose everything? Maybe it should be like half and half. Right, should lose everything? Amrei Shlakish B'Toel HaRishonos. Where he regrets his mitzvos. If somebody regrets his mitzvos, then he loses his mitzvos. Right, that's, if you just rebel now and what you did, fine. But if you regret your mitzvos, so then they are lost. Obviously a lot here, but the important point is to realize the importance of all of our actions. Says the Gemara. Says the last Mishnah in the Masechta. In the, Perek. Koshi Yeshto B'Mikra B'Mishnah B'Derech Eretz. Anyone who involves themselves in these three areas, Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, Lo Bimhera Huchote, he will not sin quickly, Shenemar, V'Achuta Meshulash Lo Bimhera Yinotek. The triple string will not be cut so quickly. Mikra, Torah Shebechzav, Mishnah, Torah Shevalpeh, Derech Eretz, or Midos. Right, Derech Eretz and Torah, right here. V'Kol, She'eno Lo Bimikra, V'Lo Bimishnah, V'Lo Bimderech Eretz, Eino Min Ayishav. If somebody doesn't have any of them, they do not contribute to the world. Eila Eino Min Hayishav. There's an amazing, if you want to look at one makar on this Mishnah, the Tiferes Yisrael, right here on this Mishnah. With the Tiferes Yisrael, it's a page and a half long, but it's very worthwhile. The Tiferes Yisrael says, what are these three? Because we have three areas of our Avodas Hashem. We have what he calls Emunos, Peulos, and Midos. Emunos, what we believe. Pu'ulos are mitzvos that we do. Midos are derech eretz that we do. He says, Mikra, studying Torah, gives us emuna. All the stories of the Tanakh, that brings emuna. And Talmud, Gemara, that means all of Torah, learning what to do in life, learning mitzvos. That's Talmud. And finally, derech eretz, that means midos. So those are the three main areas of our life, and he goes through each of these, bringing rayas to each one, that those are the three that we need very, very deeply. And he discusses there why there's no mitzvah for midas tovos, right? Like what Chaim Vital discusses, why is it? Because there's no, like, amount, right? The Torah doesn't say not to be a Baal Gaiva or a Baal Kaasan. Because what? There's no shear for that. And sometimes you need to have a little bit of Kaas. And sometimes you need, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished a few times for being angry. But when he got angry at the Reuven God, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we don't see that he was berated for it. Because sometimes there's good, a little bit of every midah. Lufia makom ba'in vazman. And therefore, it can't be mandated by the Torah in every certain circumstance. But he says those are the three, Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, that's Emunos, Pu'ulos, and Midos. That's the Tiferes Yisrael right here, and I just said it in very short, but obviously he does it at length. Remember, Mikra, when we talk about Tanakh, the words of the Nodabi Yehuda and the Tzlach and Brachas and Daf Chavav, Chavches, where he discusses when you learn Tanakh, you have to learn it with proper teachers. Right, you have to learn it based on Chazal, you have to learn it based on Nesora, right, because he writes there, the dangers, even in his day, a couple hundred years ago, of those who learn Tanakh not based on Chazal, which is, Kalita Apikarsus, and to lead to certain interpretations which are against what we would believe. Okay, Amar Rabbi Lazar Reb Sadok. Lamat tzadikim nimshalim b'olamazeh. What is a tree considered? What is it compared to in this world? And olamazeh, Rashi adds in, by the surin that a tzadik gets in olamazeh, li'ilan shekula omeid b'makom tahara, v'nofo no telamakom tumah. A tree that's in a tar place and its branches are in a tame place. Those are the averus of a tzadik. Niksatz nofo kula omeid b'makom tahara. So he gets yisurin for the few averus that he did and then he ends up being b'tahara. Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu may be yisurin ala tzadikim olam hazeh, kedei sheyirshu ha'olam haba. Sheneemar v'haya reishischa mitzar, v'acharischa yishkeh ma'od. Pasuk in Iyov. That's one hand. V'lamar reshoim domim b'olam hazeh. What is a rasha compared to the opposite? Li'ilan shekula omeid b'makam tuma, v'nofo not l'makam tara. And it's nof. Nixat's nofos. He cut off the few mitzvahs that he has. give him schar for those. Nixas gofo kula omid balkam tuma. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia letov l'risha b'olam hazeh k'di l'tardam u'l'horisha l'madrega tachtona. He gives them the little schar in this world. Shedei amar yej derech yashar l'fei Hashem ifsh v'acharisa darkei maves. That's the tzaddik and the rasha. Period. What's we're talking about? Talmud Torah. Talmud Gadol. Oh, Maisa Gadol. Again, we can spend hours on this. Which is greater, the Talmud Torah or the Maisa Mitzvos? Nen Rabbi Tarfon v'yamar Maisa Gadol. Nen Rabbi Kiva v'yamar Talmud Gadol. Nen Akula v'yamru Talmud Gadol. Sha Talmud mevi lidei Maisa. Talmud is Gadol, but not per se because it's Talmud, but because it has both in it. It has Talmud and it has Maisa. And that's why we know that if somebody's learning, they still have to stop to do a mitzvah. Because that's the whole purpose of Talmud. Shemevi, Lidei Maisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Gadol Talmud, Shekadam Lachal, Arboim Shana. Talmud Torah, which we received at our Sinai, we received 40 years before we got the Maisa Mitzvah of Chala. So it shows that Talmud is greater than certain mitzvahs, at least. L'Trumas V'Maisa is Chamishim V'Arba. And then, when they went into Eretz Yisrael 40 years later, Trumas V'Maisa only started 14 years later. 54 years after the Torah. L'Shmitim, you gotta wait another 7. Shishim V'Achas, because you have to, after the 14, that's when you start. L'Yovlos, Me'a V'Shalosh. 103, until they observe their first Yovel. Me'a V'Shalosh, Me'a V'Arba Havin. It should be 104. There's a minhag to hold that Yovel is Meshabed at the beginning of the Yovel. Period. Ukeshev shaliben kodem lamaisa, kach dino kodem lamaisa. Just like, you know, let's stop here by the Ukeshev, because there's a lot, you know, let's read it, and then we'll talk about it, tomorrow. Ukeshev shaliben kodem lamaisa, kach dino kodem lamaisa. Just like learning is more significant, because it leads to maisa, so to the din in the future. He's going to be on Talmud first. Kidder Rav Amnuna, Davar Rav Amnuna, Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Ela Al Divrei Torah. The din, the first din is Al Divrei Torah. Shnei Amar, Poter Mayim, Reishis Madom. And Mayim is Torah. Ukeshem Shadino Kodon Lamaisa, Kach Scharo Kodon Lamaisa, Shnei Amar, Veitain Lamar Tos Goyim, Va'amal Ulim Yershu, Bavar Yishmeru Chukav, the Torosav, Yinsaru. So you see the Torah is, the schar is paid. The question that is dealt with by Tosfos here, by others, and that is, here it seems like the Tchilat Din of a person is Al Divrei Torah, but what do you mean? We know the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the 6 questions we will be asked. The second question is Torah. The first question is Asat Avat HaTabem Muna. So the second question is Torah. So how do you put these 2 Gemaras together? So we'll have to deal with that. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Tosis' answer, the Vilna Gaon's answer, and then we will start the second parak here in Maseches Kiddushin.